This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. General Services Administration has finally determined President-elect Joe Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access as part of a 1964 law enacted to promote an orderly transition of executive power in the United States. Michigan played its part yesterday as the final domino, as AP correspondent David Eggert explains.
Certification sets in motion the process by which all 16 electoral college votes in Michigan will go to Joe Biden. That slate of electors will meet at the state capitol on December 14th and officially cast their votes for Biden.
Also, Mr. Biden will be receiving information about classified threats to national security. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. Mr. Biden said he intends to nominate former Secretary of State John Kerry to a new position as Special Presidential Envoy for Climate while holding a seat on the National Security Council. Mr. Kerry, when he was campaigning for the president-elect earlier this year.
And so when I hear people talking about age, I'm over 70. I got news for you folks. 70 is the new 50s. Let's get used to it.
According to news reports, 74-year-old Janet Yellen, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, would be nominated as Biden's Treasury Secretary. Now, as to whether or not he expects smooth sailing as far as his nominations being confirmed.
Are you kidding me?
Why do you go with national security first?
Because it's national security.
This is VOA News.